added, and I was, we were putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is our good friend Bill Sardi, who's a health journalist who does extensive research and study and spends all of his time reading the medical journals and articles that most doctors just don't have the time to read. And in fact, the doctor usually spends or depends upon the detail men sent by the drug companies to his office to tell them about the drugs. And unfortunately, many times why he'll go to medical meetings where they will actually have doctors planted to give talks telling how great this drug or some other drug or something else is. Well, unfortunately, you know, many times our doctors are giving us bad advice, and that's why we have Bill with us on a regular basis to try to keep you abreast of what's really going on within organized medicine. Well, that is the background. Bill, thanks so very much for being with us today.
Good morning. There's good news this morning. Usually we lead off with some upsetting thing about vaccines or some other insult from the Food and Drug Administration or whatever, but this morning it's good news. The good news is that they're announcing that people who consume enough omega-3 fish oil can reduce the risk of losing their vision as they get older. This is called macular degeneration, and they can cut that risk by 50-70%, and all they need to do is eat about 3 servings of fish a week. Now, the fish, if you're eating fresh fish, you will get a little mercury in that fish, so if you want to do it with the fish oil supplements, you skip the mercury issue. But it's a modest amount, about 2,100 milligrams in a week, 3 servings, and you reduce that risk. So it's showing that's a confirmation of other studies. The odd part is that information's been around for a while. We just don't see doctors recommending fish oil when you walk in the eye doctor's office, and yet you can see the early signs of this disease. It strikes about 9% of the adults over age 65. Now, most people are living that long. It does rob you of your central vision, not your side vision. You're not, we don't like to use the word almost, you're not blind. But it does rob you of being able to read, see people's faces and this kind of thing, and certainly you can't drive very well this way, so it does take away your independence. But another part of this story was the month prior, it was a wonderful story, a study coming out of Europe, and it's the pathology of the eye study comes out of France. And this group found that if you ate enough spinach and kale, giving you something called lutein in your diet, you'd reduce the risk of macular degeneration by 93%. And I'm still scratching my head writing researchers, how come that never got into the headlines? So that's kind of why we do this report, I guess, in the morning. But a 93% reduction? I mean, I think everybody, if you're taking a multivitamin or something, look on the label there somewhere. See if you're getting a little extra lutein, because we probably don't eat spinach and kale with sufficient regularity to get this kind of effect, because you probably need to eat quite a bit of this in a week. They found this risk reduction in the Mediterranean populations, where they do eat quite a bit of these dark green vegetables. Spinach and kale have quite a bit of it in. And so the food supplements get their lutein actually from marigold flower petals. But, you know, this was my first love. My first book on health was actually about eyes and nutrition. And that was back in 1992. And then I wrote an update to that, which is still available. And, of course, we like to tell people good news about their vision. If you're listening and you heard the words macular degeneration, you have that problem. I didn't say that we could reverse what you already have. That's what everybody's waiting for, because once you get this, why they do the laser treatments, which really don't do much good. They just kind of hold it off for a time. And most people regret having the laser treatments or any of the other treatments they have for this if they have the what they call the wet form. It's the leaky form of the fast progressive form of macular degeneration. But that's only about 5% of the subjects. The rest of the patients have what we call the dry form. And, of course, about 9% of the retiree population will get this. So it's a pretty serious thing. Prevention always works better than treatment. And a good time to start is now if you're hearing this the first time. And so this is just something we're all going to live with as we get older and live longer. And so fish oil and lutein, spinach, kale, eating a cold water fish or get it from supplements, more reliable ways of doing it, but it certainly is good news. And the disconnect here is we still don't have, this was 1994 when we first heard about lutein reducing the risk of macular degeneration by about 43%. This was in the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's been a long haul to get eye doctors to recommend lutein to their patients, and even today they're a little reticent about it. Treatment, in their mind, is better than prevention because, well, it gives them something to do. And so all I can do is tell the patients, just arm yourselves, put up the protection. And this is good news. There is a way to keep your eyesight. These measures, the lutein, also reduce the risk of cataracts. So I think it's a good news day to day to start our news program.
Well, people get lutein in multivitamins. Are there specific ones that do have it in there?
There are
because
some.
Most people are not eating a lot of, a lot of spinach and kale.
No, they don't. Now, some people by habit eat it, and some people are concerned about the. There's issues with spinach and so on, with the kidney stones and so on. So, I don't think it's a real one, but they're concerned about it. So, I think that the kale doesn't have that problem, but I think for most people, yeah, the supplements are probably a reliable way to get this, and we see more of the multivitamins adding lutein, but it's expensive to add to a multivitamin, and so you don't see a lot of it, and some of them just showcase it. I mean, your most popular multivitamin in the world they showcase it. It has less than a milligram in it. You need about 6 milligrams or more, maybe 10 milligrams of lutein, but they'll showcase it on the front of the label and say that we have lutein. So you want to be sure you're looking for the right dosages. So 6 milligrams, 10 milligrams, that costs quite a bit. I mean, out of 100 milligrams of the powder from a marigold flower, they'll only have 5 milligrams of actual lutein, so they have to put that much in just to give you the 6 milligrams.
We'll be back here in just a moment with Bill Zotti talking about health issues, the information you need to know but you're not going to get with the regular channel.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it. Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Bill Sardi, who's just been telling us about, you know, means of warding off macular degeneration, which can involve almost 9% of older people. So pick up the story there, Bill.
Well, certainly we do have answers here at how to prevent some of these health problems. We just don't always hear it. I guess medicine's treatment rules over prevention, and this is the way modern medicine is today, especially in America, so we need to wise up, find a way to get this information, take action on it, and we need to do it on our own. If you just heard what I said and you're going to go back and ask your doctor, well, okay, I'm just trying to tell you that doctors are going to frown at this a little bit. They'll tell you their laser treatment's great. It only is effective for 5% of the people, and it only holds off the progression of the disease for a while. But it does fill the bank account. So, I mean, I think doctors are, they once asked cancer doctors. Now, there's all various specialists involved in cancer treatment. One are radiation doctors, radiologists, and then, of course, there's the surgeons, and then the oncologists, the cancer doctors doing the chemotherapy. And so they asked them in a big survey exactly which one of these treatments do you favor as being most effective in certain kinds of cancer? And so the radiologists all thought that radiation treatment was far superior, less invasive, certainly didn't require surgery. The surgeons thought, no, the surgery was more effective. After all, it did remove most of the tumor, and certainly it didn't have the side effects. And the oncologist thought, no, chemotherapy worked the best because it tried to get at the tumor in this way. So, you know, what they found out of that is doctors tend to select what they do. So don't ask a carpenter what he would do, because he'd do it with a nail and a hammer. So it's just the way we are. And so we need to understand those kinds of influences when we're talking to our doctors and running back and asking them questions about these things. So as Dr. Stan has said before, a lot of the doctors are misled on these things too. So sometimes they don't have the information. Maybe you can get it and bring it to your doctor. We call that patient-driven medicine. One of the things that doctors often tell their patients is don't trust those herbal supplements and the vitamins and minerals and so on. They're fairly dangerous, and the one thing you do here is, well, you know, the drugs are approved by the FDA, and here's the story. Leading off, drug makers routinely fail to file their safety reports with the federal government, and they've gone on to show that at the FDA, why investigators found 35% of the safety reports that drug makers were supposed to file in the year 2004 were missing entirely or contained no information in the file. So these were agreed-upon studies, and what the FDA does is says that we'll approve your drug for being effective. Now, it might be mildly effective. That is, 51 people will benefit and 49 won't. So therefore, it's proven. And so, like we see with the statin drugs, it's a statistical effectiveness. One out of 71 people will experience a benefit, but they won't skip dying from a cholesterol-related heart attack, but they will skip having a non-mortal heart attack. 70 people will take it with no benefit for the one who does, and yet that margin of approval, just that slight improvement, got the statin drugs approved. Of course, you have the side effects of the liver problems and so on. And the safety of all these drugs then is later tabulated because they just don't have the data on thousands of people taking this. So then what they're doing is they're never filing the safety reports. So that basically says most of the drugs in the United States are not proven to be safe yet. Now, the problem is doctors, pharmacists, and others, look down their nose at dietary supplements and said that comes from an unregulated industry and those are not proven to be safe. Well, their drugs aren't proven to be safe. Somebody get your head out of the sand here. Just so you know what's really going on, your FDA is in league with the drug companies, and they've been allowing these not yet proven to be safe drugs to be marketed, and you're taking them. And then you're so afraid to stop taking them, and so they've got you locked up in fear, and you just got perpetual side effects. So we just, I know we're crossing a lot of wires here, confusing a lot of people, but we just let you know, most of those medicines that you have in your hand are not proven by the FDA to be safe yet, because the FDA never required the follow-up safety studies like they should have. So, and one of the interesting things recently is the FDA was asked a question, when you're approving drugs, are you going to allow comparative studies? That is, a lot of companies would like to submit their drug in comparison with another existing drug that's commonly used, so they could show their product is superior. The FDA says it will not accept any of these studies. Now, that's interesting. What they want to continue to do is do studies where they show a drug is effective against a placebo. Now, a placebo is just an inactive sugar tablet or what have you. Maybe it's filled with starch or something. And the point is that beating placebo is easy. The question is it any better than the medicine you're now using? They don't want you to know that, and that's how we got in trouble with the Vioxx. Vioxx said it was safer than ibuprofen. It was no safer than ibuprofen in stopping the stomach ulcers and so on, and they misled on this. The FDA knew they were misled, but still allowed the drug later when all this was revealed to continue to be marketed when they should have taken it off on a falsehood. In the first place, they allowed the advertising to go on television when it was false advertising. So the FDA has the right to withdraw that advertising at any point. They never did it. So this is the kind of situation you're in, and they were saying it was much safer than your ibuprofen like Motrin and drugs like that. So we have a problem, and the problem is the FDA is siding with the drug companies and making it very easy for them to get drugs proven to be safe. Another way they do this is to take, like for instance with cancer drugs, they'll try and show you this, the effectiveness of the drug among 10,000 patients rather than 100 or 1,000 patients. And the reason is they can't show that it works in 100 and they can't show that it works in 1,000. But if you take 10,000 patients, then you can show a slight improvement. And, of course, so they use these larger studies to prove all this because they can't show that it works. It's such a marginal, trivial improvement that you can't even see it till you get to the 10,000 patients. So this is what they're doing, is it's a bit of sleight of hand in many of these medicines. So when they say there's an improvement of 34% or 56%, it's not really 56 out of 100 or 43 out of 100. It's usually less than 1% in real numbers. These are just relative numbers that they use. So you need to be suspicious about medicines today. The FDA is in league with the medicine companies, and they're putting products on the market that are unsafe, not proven to be safe, at least yet. And, of course, they got their nose in the air about all this stuff, saying they're better than the dietary supplements and so on. So you need to be suspicious of all this. Your doctors are being misled at the same time. I see here a publication I sent to Dr. Stan to look at. It's the work of Dr. Matthias Rath. Dr. Rath runs the Rath Health Foundation. He's a former Linus Pauling scientist. He is a patentor and discoverer of many of the benefits of vitamin C in relationship to collagen. He showed many years ago that if you take vitamin C and mix it with two amino acids, lysine and proline, that you will make artery walls stronger and retain the smooth cells in the artery, and therefore if the artery wall is smooth, you can't get bacteria to stick to it, and more important, you can't get roaming tumor cells to stick, and if they can't stick, tumors can't spread. They eventually die off, and he's been doing aggressive research, mostly in animals, because it's quicker to do that way, but they haven't been giving him grants to do the larger studies in humans, but he's been doing this over and over again to show that this works, and he's been doing a lot of work in South Africa with the HIV/AIDS program there. He's gone down there on his own dime and given away vitamin supplements to the AIDS patients there and shown them that they're a lot better off than taking the antiretroviral medicines. And the antiretroviral medicines will fool you. They'll lower the viral count for a time, but it seems like everyone who takes these medicines dies, and the ones who don't seem to survive. So we've got some questions in the air over all this. They have conducted a huge campaign against Dr. Rath, saying he's a vitamin peddler and all kinds of criticism when he's gone down there to give away vitamins in South Africa to show the nutritional approach to HIV and AIDS will help people survive longer, be healthier. And, of course, the pharmaceutical cartel has continued to, they called him into court and all these kind of things. Questioned his motives. I don't know what motives you could have there. He's not selling anything. It kind of uncovers the whole pharmaceutical influence over health and wellness today, that you need to get a disease and take drugs rather than improve your health and survive with God's way of doing it, which is just to provide us the vitamins, minerals, good healthy foods and supplements that we might need to stay healthy. So there's been a lot of criticism, and the populations, the native populations in Africa, are starting to wake up and become suspicious of the drug companies and suspicious of government and pushing the vaccines and all these other things on them, when they recognize as they look around that the ones who have died are the ones who took the medicines. And this becomes obvious to them. So they believe it's some sort of a racial type of extermination project. They're not sure what it is, but they're very suspicious. And Dr. Rath has become a big friend there in South Africa. The world news media, they've carried stories about this, but largely as negative stories. And, of course, Dr. Rath has actually taken out full-page ads in the New York Times trying to expose a great deal of this, trying to say that we're pushing these drugs. We don't try to improve health. We just let disease happen and then try and treat it afterwards. And when we don't have any good figures and results of the treatment, we continue doing it anyway. So Dr. Rath calls this pharmaceutical colonialism. And of course, this is what he's saying. Well, you could continue that around the world with the vaccine programs going around. We're trying to vaccinate the earth against a, well, harmless bird flu. It's for the birds. I said for the birds, literally and figuratively. As now we see nations and all the states in the United States are being asked to buy we don't have vaccines effective yet against bird flu, so they're buying Tamiflu and various drugs that might be effective, but you need to take these in the first 48 hours. And now the federal government is offering discounts they've been able to negotiate, so they're the sales agent. Of course, Tamiflu is promoted by a company, Gilead Pharmaceuticals, that's linked with Donald Rumsfeld, Department of Defense, and the Pentagon. So this is the kind of thing that you're getting. And, of course, now all the states are being asked to how many millions of doses of Tamiflu do you want to buy, and they're buying them all up. I think this is wonderful. We're buying worthless drugs that won't work. There's no proven evidence that Tamiflu will stop the bird flu or stop people from dying of any form of flu. It might cut the symptoms down, the duration of all this. We're buying now worthless drugs, unproven, and could be problematic, spending millions of dollars to protect against a flu bug that really attacks birds.
And you know what was the most interesting thing? That last night, again, I saw on television an interview with somebody from the United Nations talking about it's not a matter of if, but when we get this threat. And isn't it interesting? The CDC is actually working to make the, in their laboratories, to make the virus more lethal. And why would they do something like that?
Both new and used guns handling all major brands with over 350 guns in inventories. We'll take your guns in on trade or purchase them outright. Come in, see us first. 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street in Fort Collins. We're also the largest gun safe dealer in the region. We carry a full line of Security National and Liberty safes for your home, office, cabin, or RV use. Whatever your needs, we have the unit for you. Located 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street. Come see us at Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning. Bill Sardi, and I was just commenting. I have a couple of articles, one of the UPI article, another article out of the Washington Times, pointing out that the Centers for Disease Control has laboratories. They call them secure laboratories, where they're actually taking and changing the genetic makeup of the H5N1 virus, and then putting in the genes from the H3N1 virus, which is highly communicable among human beings. Why would you try to modify the bird flu, avian flu virus, which at the present time does not affect human beings? I mean, we've lost over three years, you know, maybe at the most 150 people, you know, and it's been around since 1959. Why would you try to modify that in the laboratory? You know, that's what they did back in 1969. and they began working on a new disease that would destroy the immune system, take 10 years, cost $10 million. We have Dr. MacArthur's testimony testifying before the House Appropriations Committee asking for $10 million to create a new disease that could be used as a form of mass killing. And 10 years later, we have the AIDS epidemic. Why would they be doing that? And only a couple of articles on this. It certainly is not stressed by the mass media. But why would the government be actually working, and if anybody wants to see the articles, we have them, to change the genetic makeup of the H5N1 virus to make it more lethal? That doesn't make any sense, does it, Bill?
Well, no. We used to talk about H5N1 as being dangerous because that's what the government told us. When we really finally unsorted what they were saying, they sent Jeffrey Taubenberger, a U.S. military scientist. He's really involved with the biological weapons of war. And he went up to Alaska, came back with what he said was DNA from some people who died of the Spanish flu in 1918, that they died and the permafrost preserved their DNA. That's highly specious. But at any rate, he came back and he said that he figured out that the 1918 Spanish flu was a mutation of the bird flu. Now, later on in Nature magazine, a number of scientists took him on this and said, this is impossible. We don't know where you get this information from. It makes no sense. But nonetheless, this is the prevailing thing you read. So the question is, will and when will the H5N1 bird flu, when will this mutate into something more dangerous? Of course, what Dr. Stan just said is that they're trying to do it intentionally in the lab. Should that ever escape, now we got problems. They made one form of this at the University of Wisconsin that was 39,000 times more virulent than any flu bug that we've ever seen on the planet. So you can imagine. Now bugs do get out of laboratories. This was shown with the SARS virus, did get out of a laboratory. The anthrax bacterium apparently came out of a lab.
You're talking about that's the one that was happened to be sent around to a number of Democratic congressmen and senators,
right,
to get them to stampede them in voting for the Patriotic Act.
Right. Well, it's kind of odd that the anthrax bacterium seemed to be targeted not at the news media. It went to first, we call them rag sheets, the tabloid papers in Florida, which usually are the first to break a story, sometimes very accurately. And then it went to the NBC building, if you recall, and then to members of Congress of the opposing party. Now, and of course, we track that bacterium back down to an Army lab in Maryland, and of course, then everything stopped right there. That the genetic makeup came from our government. It did not come from any Arabian state or anything like this, and so on. So. This is where it all stopped. And so,
everybody's forgotten that on the evening of September 11th, Dick Cheney and the White House staff started taking this antibiotic that's specific for anthrax, and they kept it up for 6 weeks. And you have to ask why they would begin taking an antibiotic specific for anthrax, you know, on the evening of the September 11th, unless they expected an attack. And if they expected an attack, why didn't they announce that so everybody could get started on
We forget the timing of this,
yeah.
And of course we're trying to link the terrorists, so-called fellows that learned how to fly airplanes, and that they were in Florida and therefore they could have unleashed this. That's the first place it got unleashed. Somehow it got into a building in the NBC headquarters in New York, and then it got into Congress. It just seems rather interesting that, they would target the news media to silence them and target the Democrats. That's interesting why a terrorist would do that.
But that was used to get the Patriot Act passed. The congressmen were so frightened to death.
Well, the congressmen
were frightened without ever reading it.
That if you don't vote for something, we're going to find a few more envelopes like this in the mail. This is basically how this was run at them. And the news media was silenced to really tell the American people the truth you're likely to get another letter in the mail. With that gun to their head, do you think we really found out the truth about 9/11? I doubt it. But this is what happened, and it's a grim story. It might be difficult for you to swallow this as we see all this evidence pile up. But, you know, a lot of people are in denial about this. They just don't like hearing it. So I don't know where we go with this. The trail ends where it ends. There's no continued investigation. We see an executive branch of the government that seems to be above the law these days, that can violate United States law and international law by creating a prison demonstration in Guantanamo and, of course, mislead the world over weapons of mass destruction. The reason why I bring all this up, it sounds too political, but we're questioning about just how much truth are you getting about this whole bird flu story. You see, I think all of this relates to reliability of information.
And of course, you know, the thing that really frightens me is they are working today to try to get a situation where everybody can be vaccinated. And they say they're working on this vaccine. And when this comes, you know, they just hope they have enough vaccine for everybody. And then they've given Halliburton $345 million to build the detention centers in the United States, you know, in case of civilian unrest. Why in heaven's name, at this time in history, would they start building detention centers in the United States, talking about mandatory vaccination, talking about using the military? And George Bush has talked about using the military in case of the bird flu epidemic, you know, to force people to be vaccinated, and of course to maintain the structure of our society, because the whole thing would break down when or if and when the bird flu strikes. And you wonder if there is some sort of a master plan behind this whole thing to focus our attention on the danger of avian flu when our government is working to make it more lethal.
Well, we seem to be softening up the world. It seems to be a giant demonstration project, a drill, get everybody to roll up their sleeves in the world at the same time, sell a bunch of worthless drugs against protecting yourself against a bird flu. They do report a 50% mortality rate, but again, that's only among a small group of people who got this in the lower respiratory tract.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Bill Soddy and to wrap up this morning's program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. For 11 years, I've been a major sponsor and broadcaster on the American Freedom Network. And since that time, we've all seen changes in the U.S. economy we never thought possible. The decimation of U.S. manufacturing jobs, skyrocketing energy prices, and a dot-com-style housing bubble burst. Could it be that the new economy is not working? Gold, silver, platinum, and palladium are the oldest investments in the world. And Patriot Trading Group has been on this network longer than any other sponsor because we do it better than anybody. Call 1-800-951-0592 and we'll be happy to take the time to work with you too. Or tune in and listen daily at 9 a.m. and again at 3. No guns or diamonds, just the fairest prices and fastest delivery in the country on all forms of hard assets. Call 1-800-951-0592. Buy or sell. call, we can help you as well. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Before we go on, Bill, I want you to get your web page out so people will know how they can go and get some of these articles that you've written and some of the books that you've written as well.
Knowledge of Health, knowledgeofhealth.com, and, of course, we do hand out a lot of free information over there, reports on hypertension and autism and big reports on the bird flu and so on. If you're really frightened about this, why... don't be, and if you're still concerned that there's going to be something going on, look, they don't have enough medicines and vaccines, so arm yourself, you know, we talk to you about things, fresh garlic and oil of oregano and other good things, vitamin C, selenium, and so on. Selenium prevents the bird flu and all forms of flu from mutating into a more lethal form, so... You want to stop the mutation, stop them in your own body. Make sure you're getting enough selenium. Should be in a multivitamin for you. And, of course, we've got a number of other reports there. This week we have reports on medical testing, the racket that it is, many of the tests that are done. American Cancer Society is celebrating, they said. They're living on the threshold of a dream of eradicating cancer. We've been living with this falsehood from them for decades. And they said that they're toasting their champagne glasses over their progress with cancer. Of course, all the information they're providing to you is a fraud. It's a charade. They have no cure for cancer yet, and it's terribly discouraging. We talk about atrial fibrillation, the fluttering of the heart. Many millions of Americans get this, and maybe how you should fix it instead of just taking blood thinners. And then, of course, the witch hunt, which has begun on dietary supplements. They're going to require a... labeling on all the dietary supplements now with an 800 number to call in case you should die or have a serious side effect from any of these. Now, the poison control centers couldn't find one case in 8 years, but nonetheless, they're going to give us the perception that dietary supplements are unsafe, and if you have any of these problems, call them. By the way, since 60% of the people in the United States take dietary supplements, well, we've got over 1 million heart attacks a year, and, well, look, 60% of those people take dietary supplements, so it must have caused their heart attacks. So we're going to have guilt by association. We call it a witch hunt. Anyway, these are some of the reports that we have on the Internet for you. You can take a look at them. I hope they're helpful to you. We try to do more than just push sensational stories, but give you answers how to sort this out and find some ways to stay healthy on your own.
Well, I appreciate all the work that you do, and people should go to your website, knowledgeofhealth.com, and read the articles, pull down the articles, save the articles, and reread them later, because there's so much information there, and Bill does such a great job, and you can be rest assured that if it's up there, there's scientific documentation for what he says.
Well, we certainly enjoy passing the information on. Some days I really want to pull my hair out. I wonder if I'm going to get to sleep at night. Some of these things are just outrageous, what is pandered on to the American public and as being healthy and so on. So you really get agitated, especially when it's your own loved ones and so on. I have to go to the neighbors and bring them a bag of plums from my plum tree, and then I hear they've got health problems, and I ask them, what are you doing? Well, they've taken all these inappropriate medicines and so on. So it doesn't matter where you go, you're just bothered by all these things, whether it's friends, loved ones, or whatever. So too much knowledge in my head, I guess, but we'd like to get some in yours, protect you and your family from some of these things that we don't think really make you any healthier. So hopefully you'll find this information.
And, of course, you know, there's so many scams that are running today. One of the biggest ones is the statin scam. You know, and if you actually read the fine print, you know, in some of the package inserts, like on Crestor, they will admit Crestor. I remember the blue spiral blue staircase for, you know, lowering, going down, and your cholesterol level is getting lower and lower. But they'll admit It doesn't influence cardiac morbidity or cardiac mortality. So why are you going down the blue staircase? And certainly it will lower your cholesterol, but is that going to really make you healthier? And there's so many of the drugs we take, if you really look into the scientific studies on them, you wonder why in heaven's name you're bothering to take them.
Well, we certainly did bring up the issue of the statin drugs. It looks like the cholesterol-lowering agenda in the United States, which is more prevalent in this country than any other country. And by the way, with 20 million Americans, I believe 12 to 20 million Americans, we get two different numbers, but with that many Americans taking the statin drugs, we don't see a decline in the number of heart attacks. There's still over a million heart attacks a year. Over a half a million of those don't even involve cholesterol. There's no high cholesterol number at all. But they're hiding this from us, and we just think that it's inappropriate to tell a 22-year-old female and her 24-year-old husband, young people, to lower their cholesterol. What for? They need cholesterol so they can make the sex hormones, estrogen, testosterone, so they can be fertile and have babies and make a family.
Maybe that's what it's really all about, Bill. Maybe there are just too many people in the world, and somebody would like to redesign everything so there will not be so many fertile people, so there will not be so many children. After all, they believe we're running out of air, we're running out of water, we're running out of natural resources and oil, and we've just got to restrict the world's population.
Well, you see in China, they have the forced sterilization, the forced abortion. They come, they take you out of your home, they put you in surgery, and they do this to you. They just, by the threat of a gun.
Sure.
They couldn't get away with it here, so we wonder if there aren't more covert efforts. We do have reports on our website in the last 10 days talking about some of these things, the cholesterol-lowering agenda, some of the issues about adding fluoride to water. Fluoride in water makes any human population less fertile.
And they know that. So why is it they tell us, you know, how effective it is in protecting the children and never mention the effect on the fertility or on the mentality or on the endocrine system
or the bones,
increasing heart attacks and bones and right down the line?
Well, the fluoride does a treatment on the teeth topically by your dentist will harden that, but it's not meant to be used every day in water, and every day dose, you've got these problems with fertility.
God bless. Thanks very much for being with us, Bill. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. And we'll be back to wrap up this morning's program here at the American Freedom Network.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a mile high energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, American Freedom Network, and heed what you're hearing here. If you haven't got a 4-tape set on the statin drug, you need to get them. We have a book on statin drugs, just specifically on statin drugs, Brian Ellison's book. And then, of course, we have a 4-tape set with Bill Sardi on ascorbic acid. We have a 4-tape set on magnesium, how important magnesium is for you. We carry Dr. Carolyn Dean's book, The Miracle of Magnesium. And there's so much out there about nutrition and that you need to get. We do have a health catalog. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. And it talks about the things that we think are important that we actually take that... You know, and most of them are fairly straightforward things that you need to take to stay healthy. And, you know, if you don't look after your health, nobody's going to. And then, of course, Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. So, again, of course, there's Bill Sardi's 4-tape set on ascorbic acid, our 4-tape set on statin drugs, our 4-tape set on magnesium, and the book, The Miracle of Magnesium, the Russell Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We do have a great talk. It's called Hidden Agenda. It's a video available. And, of course, we have a syllabus that goes with that. It's on the fluoride and how it's being used for population control. It's not imaginary. They're intentionally and knowingly poisoning our people. They know exactly what they're doing. They just can't let the American people know that they're destroying the minds and intellect of our children, and they're doing it again intentionally. The same thing, of course, is true with the mercury. And now, of course, here in California, they're taking it out of childhood vaccines and across the country, and then now they're recommending that you give a mercury-laden vaccine to pregnant women so that it will go in, specifically in this first trimester, go through the placenta and, of course, get into the child's mind and destroy the mind. Why would you do something like that unintentionally? Well, one thing, of course, it increases the incidence of abortion in animals. We know that. But we also know it has a profound impact on the developing mind. There really are evil and wicked people out there who really do want, to rule the world. They don't want smart people. They want subservient people. Those that they allow to live. And people say nobody could be that evil. Nobody could be that wicked. And you only need to, of course, go into our talk on Iraq, the untold story, and the wars of the last century. Do you realize that during the Spanish-American War, our forces in the Philippines slaughtered between 200,000 and 1 million Filipinos, liberating them from the wicked Spanish? You're never going to hear that. You can go up on the internet, check it out. Do you realize, of course, that between 1958 and 1962 in China, the Chinese government starved to death between 30 and 43 million people? Never a word of that is mentioned at all. You have to be pretty evil to do something like that, don't you? And you have to be even more evil to control the media and keep the public from knowing exactly what's going on. Then, you know, of course, I mean, you read the story of the Second World War, and, of course, we haven't got our syllabus, Iraq, the Untold Story, where we actually got a reprint of the article out of the Chicago Tribune pointing out the Japanese have been trying to surrender. They've been trying to surrender for between 6 or 7 months, and we wouldn't let them surrender at the end of the Second World War so we could invade Iwo Jima and have this wonderful story of heroism and all the people slaughtered in Okinawa and Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll understand what's going on. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about